Hi, I'm Roxanne, and I've been reporting everything Real Housewives and Bravo TV for the past 15 years, and now with my cousin Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
We're breaking down episodes and sharing exclusive content with your favorite and not-so-favorite Bravo TV stars. Listen to All About TRH wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, this song is just so good. The video, maybe one of the greatest videos of all time. All the models, back when there was such things as models. Back when attractive people were celebrated. Now, don't you dare put attractive people on the cover of your magazine. They yeah. gotta. You put a. Does that person have impetigo? They go on the cover. And I, you know, I'm a solid six on a good day, proper rest and you know, hydration is seven, and I'm good with. I would rather have attractive people on the covers like Linda Evangelista and these people who are in this video, Naomi Campbell, Cindy Crawford. Let's hear it a little more. George Michael, of course. George Michael solo, not Wham. George Michael solo. We lost George Michael a couple of years ago. That was a sad one, you know. He was a troubled guy, I guess. You know, drugs and whatever else had gotten him. And we lost him and Prince and like Tom Petty all in the same year. That was a tough year for me. All some of my favorites. One of those guys I never got to see live, George Michael. He was one of those guys who's was just so talented but didn't really want to work.
Mm-hmm.
Was kind of happy with his life, I guess, hanging out and wherever he was. I mean, if had he lived, you'd probably see a Wham reunion mm-hmm. and blah, blah. But anyway, we won't be seeing that now. However, there's a chance he will be getting into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because the nominees for the 2023 class of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were just announced minutes ago. Mm-hmm. And that's why we started things off with George Michael. He's one of the nominees. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean you make it in. That means you're on the ballot.
Yeah.
And people will vote. And from that voting comes, it's all stuff that, you know, means nothing in the grand scheme of things. None of this means it. But everyone pretends it means something. Like, wait a minute, they didn't get in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But you could still like Iron Maiden nonetheless, you know, whether they make it in or not. It doesn't. It's like this Oscars, there's a controversy currently in the Oscar world. This woman has been nominated for Best Actress. And there's some weird thing that they gave her a push, some people on, gave this woman a push, you know, vote for her. Mm-hmm. This actress, Frances Fisher, went on, I don't know, Twitter or one of these social... I'm kind of half-assedly telling the story. But Frances Fisher went on one of these social media apps and said, we got to give this woman a push so she can get nominated for Best Actress. And some people believe because they went and pushed this woman, like a Viola Davis was not nominated.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows? So now the Academy was like looking into it, see if there was wrongdoing.
Was it Andrea Riseborough?
Yes, Andrea Riseborough. And but they've decided yesterday that they're just going to let her have the nomination.
Yeah.
And I was like, none of this matters, no. Everybody. Like, what are we doing? This is not real stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're going to look into it and have people, this is, what are you, are we insane? So anyway, congratulations to all the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. Like I said, George Michael is one of them. Who else?
Kate Bush.
Kate Bush, interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? I like Kate Bush, but is she Rock and Roll Hall of Fame worthy? Sure, why not?
Yeah.
I mean, she's had a big resurgence in her career due to a song that was on the Stranger Thing, coming up that road and coming up that hill. So, yeah, I mean, sure. Sheryl Crow, I saw on there.
Missy Elliott.
Missy Elliott, who doesn't love her.
Missy Misdemeanor.
Tribe Called Quest.
Yep. Joy Division.
Joy Division and Joy
and
Division.
New Order.
New Order, kind of the same band. Love them. Mm-hmm. Love New Order. I mean, love Joy Division too, sure.
Cyndi Lauper.
Why not?
Why not?
Let's have Cyndi Lauper come and come down. She's been around forever. She's got a skin disorder of some sort. I see a commercial where she's got impetigo or one of the skin disorders, psoriasis.
Yes.
Might be psoriasis. Something on her elbow. She's got some sort of rough patches on her elbows. Anyway, let her in for that reason alone.
Rage Against the Machine.
Everybody
classic.
Loves them. I feel like they're trouble, this band, you know, who's ever... We're going to go on tour. We're not going on tour. We're going on tour. We're canceling the tour. We're on tour. I think
that's the lead singer.
I think it's Zach De La Rocha.
Yeah.
He seems to be like, I don't want to work. Mm-hmm. And the other guy never stops working. He's got 15 channels on Sirius. Tom Morello.
I had a friend who delivered Uber Eats to Zach De La Rocha, and the guy just drives a Honda Element.
He's kind of good,
too.
I think he's true. You know, he's one of those dudes who was just like, I remember seeing them years ago at a Lollapalooza, and they were, I mean, they're good, and they put on a good show, and they're rock and roll and wild, and they, you know, they're very anti-commercial. That was initially, they're Raging Against the Machine. That was supposed to be the idea. And he said something along the lines of, you will not see our merch at this merch table on the way. We don't sell merch. We're not that bad. And then on the way out, I saw nothing but Raging. Yeah. I was like, I don't think he knows that they're selling his merch, but... Anyway, so I'm glad he's
Soundgarden?
Soundgarden, there you go. I mean, another, I guess, out of that scene.
And then last three, The Spinners, The White Stripes, and Warren Zevon. So
I love them all.
Yeah.
I mean, but I'm a music guy. I love them all. Why not put them all in? I mean, you're just trying to get people to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's the point. It's a fantastic exhibit. If you're ever in Cleveland, go check it out. You know, I've spoken about it before on this podcast. I can't say enough about it. I love it. And I think you would too, if you're a casual music fan, you would love it.
The big one that we didn't even mention, Willie Nelson.
How is Willie Nelson not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No idea.
Every now and again, like one squeaks in and we're like, wait a minute. Like Dolly Parton last year. It's like Dolly Parton's not in.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what they do is like Willie Nelson isn't necessarily rock and roll.
Yeah.
So now they have to change it a little bit because remember last year Dolly Parton was like, I'm country. I'm not rock and roll. So she said, no, thank you. But then she said, I'll take it. So I think Willie Nelson fell into that category. I'm sure he's in the Country Music Hall of Fame a thousand times over. So now get him in the rock and roll when he's 90 years old, I think. So you better do it now. Speaking of that, just before we came to air, hot off the presses, I saw that another one bites the dust of our people. You know, Cindy Williams, rest in peace. We lost Cindy Williams recently. These are all my people. This is my era. Cindy Williams, David Crosby's, the Christine McVie's of Fleetwood Mac. These are people who've died in the last couple of weeks, months. And I'm like, oh, they all go. Anyway, Ozzy Osbourne just announced he's finished, that he's done touring.
He's done.
He's done. He canceled the... I guess they had some dates lined up, whether it be just solo Ozzy or some Black Sabbath dates or whatever. And he said, I'm done with these dates. And you know what? I'm done completely. Mm-hmm. I'm out. I'm done. And of course, I mean, Ozzy could barely walk now.
Yeah,
I mean,
20 years ago, he could barely walk.
Yeah. So I think he's just decided this is it. I'm done with touring. Mm-hmm. That'll be the end of it, whether he does new music anymore. Eventually, like I always say, 75, 80, whatever Ozzy is, it's no matter what you do, 75 becomes 75 or 80, and you know, no matter what you eat or whatever. And speaking of that, another one that just said, I'm done, who does eat really well. I heard he doesn't eat tomatoes. That's what I don't know why that's the one. And he drinks ridiculous amounts of water. That's Tom Brady.
Oh.
Tom Brady. Say what you want about Tom Brady. Or sports in general. Who knows if you guys are even into it? But Tom Brady's Tom Brady. We all know him. Whether you like him or not, whether you're from New England and you, or you're from a city that he's beaten and you hate him.
Yep.
I lived in an era that saw Tom Brady play, which is pretty cool. I mean, maybe the greatest football player of all time, some would say. Anyway, he decided today that he's officially retiring, and he says, this is it. I'm really done. Because if you remember, he retired last year. Then he said, I'm coming back. And he had a kind of not a great season. He had some personal issues with Giselle and whatever else. Mm-hmm. So this morning, he went on Instagram and just kind of from the beach, wherever he was, I'm sure it's a lovely area. He just said, I'm going to make it simple, and this is it. I'm done for good.
Mm-hmm.
And he got a little choked up. And I'm sure for athletes, you know, it's tough to say, especially when you're just, I mean, he played longer than most. I mean, yeah. I think he's 46 or something. And I think he wanted, I mean, you just can't. Mm-hmm. I think he wanted to play until 50,
yeah.
Which just doesn't happen. You just don't at that level of sports. I mean, look at the two guys who are in the Super Bowl. They're two, like, 24-year-old or 26, whatever they are. That's who makes it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's the congratulations to the Chiefs
mm-hmm.
and the Eagles. Philadelphia, my town. People turn out for me in Philadelphia. They always come. I'm actually probably coming back to City Winery sometime in November.
Ooh.
City Winery, Philadelphia. So you guys will be maybe Super Bowl champions at the time. Who knows? And you guys always seem, the city of Philadelphia seems to handle their championships well.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime any of their teams win anything, they just burn the city down and eat. Remember the guy was eating horse manure, horse shit last year. When the Eagles won the Super Bowl a couple of years ago, it was a very famous video of a kid, you know, they're all partying in the streets and the police, you know, horses, you know, had shat in the street.
Yeah.
And this kid on video, it was all over the internet.
I never saw this.
He gets down and he eats the shit because the Eagles won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Eats the horse shit. The greatest part of the video, if you watch it, when I have multiple times, is he's wearing a scarf in the video. It might be an Eagles scarf.
Yeah.
And he leans over to eat the shit, and he stops before he's about to eat it, and he takes his scarf and puts it over his shoulder because he didn't want it to get in the shit.
Yeah.
But he was happy to eat the shit, but not get a scarf in it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, you got to be respectable.
And then, of course, when the Philadelphia Eagles won this weekend to get to the Super Bowl, the city was, they were climbing poles. They were tearing mm-hmm. down bus stops. And, you know, you see a bunch of people get on the roof of, like, these bus little stops. And you know that roof is, I mean, how many people can the roof of a bus stop possibly hold? And sure enough, you see one more climb up. It's always some girl at the end who climbs up and then just goes crashing. Boom. Everyone goes crashing right to the ground. I would hate to, like, break something at, like, how did you do it? And then, you know, you break your leg or an arm or whatever, falling 10 feet to the ground. And then it's not just a break. It's the hospital. It's the missing work. It's the medical bills. Because, you know, if you're partying in the streets of Philadelphia after they didn't even win the Super Bowl yet. They just won the NFC championship.
Yeah.
And you're already broken. Like, you probably don't have great insurance.
No.
So now this is going to cost $75,000 for you to get your leg put in a brace. And I don't know, is it all worth it in the end? But congratulations to the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm Super Bowl. I love it. It's a big day. I'm doing it. I'm going to be having people over here.
Mm-hmm.
We got TVs. We're ready, you know, so we'll see what happens. It'll be a fun time. Super Bowl Sunday is always fun. Commercials, the big M&M commercials supposed to be unveiled. Ooh, with
Maya Rudolph.
With Maya Rudolph, which I kept saying on another podcast, Maya Angelou.
Mm-hmm.
Not Maya Angelou, Maya Rudolph.
Yep.
And then I'm seeing that Alicia Silverstone will be recreating her Clueless character in one of the commercials.
Interesting.
The other thing I don't necessarily like about what commercials are doing now, it used to be such an unveiling of the commercial on mm-hmm. Super Bowl Sunday. You'd be like, oh, this is the first time. That's wild. We never saw that one before. But now some of these companies are, like, releasing it weeks before, like, watch it online.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the ultimate point is to get as many eyes on it as possible. You know, sell as many products, blah, blah, blah. But it does kind of cheapen the Super Bowl commercial because they're like, I've already watched it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Alicia Silverstone, I heard, is a big one where she recreates the Clueless character. And it's always fun. You guys know the Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. What more can we talk about? Alec Baldwin. I guess it's official.
Uh-huh.
I read yesterday that he's now officially been charged.
Yep.
Manslaughter? Accidental manslaughter.
Accidental discharge.
Whatever. No, it's not
involuntary.
Involuntary manslaughter. Yeah. Which is, you know, I mean, that's the charge.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he's guilty of it or not, I say I don't believe that he is. But I'm hearing, okay. Now let's just cover it for a second. I know this is the way he's handling it, whatever. Who cares? That has nothing to do with the fact that I see some people online like he's online, you know, asking for followers for his wife. I'm like, yeah, that's all ridiculous and stupid. It doesn't have anything to do with the case. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So yeah, he's not handling it as well as he probably should, but that has nothing to do with whether he did it or he didn't do it. He's a bit of an idiot online. He's guilty of that, sure. Involuntary manslaughter. I say no because I just don't think his intention was to kill this woman. But I guess that's the involuntary part of it. So there was a one point where he said, "I did not pull the trigger."
Yeah,
which could be an issue now because they're saying, "Well, yes, you did pull the trigger." Because so what? I guess his defense is, and I'm sure he'll have top notch lawyers and all that to prove his defense. His defense is, you know, I didn't pull the trigger, so somehow the trigger, everything was wrong. This gun was loaded with a real bullet. Mm-hmm. It misfired. Like, I had nothing to do. I just held it up.
Yeah. Which I don't think is the case.
Who knows? Yeah, but that's what they'll try to prove, I guess. Anyway, all of it doesn't make any difference because this guy's life is just fucking screwed. I mean, it is just because now there's millions of dollars worth of lawyers. Now he's also a producer on the movie, so some way he'll have to pay something.
Mm-hmm.
And I did see one actor recently say something interesting, which I forget who it was, Michael Shannon, I think maybe, who said something which I agree with. He's like, it's not about whether, you know, the gun was loaded or not loaded. It's about this thing that a lot of people are doing now to I don't know, circumvent certain rules of filming.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, a lot of us people are trying to make movies on the cheap.
Yeah.
And that's the issue. Like, they probably could have hired a real armorer.
Yeah.
But they got some 24-year-old girl from New Mexico who probably is not great at it. But they could have gotten a guy who's done it for, you know, 75 years in Hollywood. But they didn't want to pay that guy. They wanted to, but this 23-year-old girl's getting $25 an hour or whatever. So making movies on the cheap, anytime you hear like of a death in a movie, there was a girl hit by a train a few years ago, you know, location scouting. It's all movies trying to be made on the cheap, shooting in New Mexico, which is when I remember when this first went down, this whole Alec Baldwin thing. I was just like, what is he even doing? Why are you shooting some shit movie Rust in New Mexico? Like what is possibly going to become of this movie? It's not going to be a blockbuster. It's not going to be Top Gun, Maverick.
No.
Like, what are you doing? You got to figure out, like, just go find another, I don't know, Hulu show to be on. Just talk to Tina Fey, see if she's got something cooking that you can jump on board. Like, what were you thinking?
Yeah.
Doing these cheapo shit movies out in the middle of nowhere.
I wonder what a lot of these streaming services are paying for a lot of these things. Because I imagine, like, I don't know, A-list stuff versus C-list stuff, but maybe people are making a fortune just making cheap movies and flipping
perhaps.
Into Hulu.
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like Alec Baldwin. I mean,
he should have more respect for himself.
I don't know the list, but Alec Baldwin, I would imagine, is A-list. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say he's A-list, and so yeah. I mean, there you go. It's involuntary manslaughter. See what happens. It'll be a case where he's got to, you know, be press all over the place. But what did he do? How did he respond? I read this morning that him and Eladia went to poker night. You know, and of course they're putting their kids a lot. And I see some people accusing them of using the kids to like gain sympathy for Alec Baldwin. Every time something comes down on, like, he's going to be charged. He posts a picture of him laying with his seven kids. And maybe there is some, I don't know. People are insane, everybody. Show business people are insane. I mean, if we haven't proven it already on this podcast, what more do we have to do to prove to you that everyone in show business is insane? So there's that story. Another story that I'd like to discuss. Are we moving too quickly through the stories here?
We're doing well, I think.
Okay, good. The Dallas Zoo. Yeah. I know a lot of times you guys will tune in to hear
you know, stories about, you know, ranch dressing or celebrities or Britney Spears. And but we give you all the news.
Yeah.
And there's something going on right now at the Dallas Zoo that I don't know if enough people are covering. Have you heard anything? Now, it had first come to my attention when the monkeys monkeys had disappeared from the zoo. And that's craziness. Yeah. Like, how do you even get, I mean, I've gone to the zoo. I go to the zoo. I take my daughter to the zoo. She, I don't know if she likes it. It's hard to say. I mean, I take her in first thing here at the LA Zoo. It's a nice zoo. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of hills.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I didn't realize there was that many hills at the zoo. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I look to see what's up the hill because they have the little sign at the bottom, like up this hill is, and I look and I'm like, if it's penguins and flamingos, that's not worth it.
Not this hill.
If the elephants and lions up there, I'll walk up this hill, but I'm not walking up this hill for penguins and flamingos. I could see that shit. I don't know, anywhere. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing it. So there's a lot of hills. And then, you know, my daughter is just excited. I told the story before, whatever it's cost to get in, $100, parking and, you know, all this other stupid shit, churro. You got to get a churro on the way in or way out, all that. And then like a lizard runs out of the wood because it's in like the Griffith Park Mountains, you know, the zoo.
Yeah.
So there's wildlife that's not in the zoo.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if the wildlife knows what they're doing. Like, they should be, because I think if you're an animal, the one thing, like when they meet, I don't know, listen, on the Serengeti, they have like a meeting, all the animals on the Serengeti. That's a river.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know. And I feel like there's a lot of wildlife. I always hear, anytime I see like a crocodile coming out of the river to snatch a yak.
Yeah.
It's always on the Serengeti.
On the Serengeti.
Yeah. So I'm going to say that the meetings happen on the Serengeti. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine they all get together and go, listen, two things. Don't get poached. Beware of poaching. Mm-hmm. If you're any of the people, rhinos, elephants, you guys, listen up. Hippopotamus, listen up. For whatever reason, you guys are being poached. I think there are some people in Japan who believe that you're, If they ground your tusk down, their dick gets hard.
Yeah.
And the rhinoceros are like, I'm sorry, what? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That, I know there's a lot to unwrap here, but listen to me. You understand what's happening?
Yeah. I see what you're
Stay
saying.
Stay with me, everybody. We are currently
in a meeting.
We're in an animal meeting on the Serengeti.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just stay with me. That's what happens. Japanese people believe they're, or Chinese, whatever, they think their dick gets hard from your ground up tusk.
Yeah. The ivory.
There are people coming after you. Rhinoceroses and elephants. So beware of poaching. Second thing you want to keep your head on a swivel, as Alex like to say, about is the zoo. You don't want to get into a zoo. You don't want to be a zoo animal.
No.
You want to be free to run around, have some fun here in the Serengeti. You don't want to be zoo animal.
It looks tempting.
I wonder if animals, like if they get to the zoo, like, this is great, or I don't want to be in the zoo. The zoo people will tell you, they love it.
Yeah.
But there are other people, you know, PETA, whoever goes, they don't love it. So it just depends on who you believe, but whatever. I don't know.
And then
but
you anyway. See like the bear with his back turned to the window and you're like, I don't know if he likes it.
Well, there's, you know,
he's like bashful.
In the zoo, they have like polar bears.
Yeah.
At LA Zoo, you know, and in the summertime, the LA Zoo could get 105 degrees.
You're pretty hot.
And they just paint. Like they have a polar bear in you know, his whole area, and they just paint it like blue and they paint snow on the mountain as if the polar bear is like, I know it's 110, but look, there's snow here.
Yeah.
Like obviously I'm living in my proper confines. Mm-hmm. So who knows? Anyway, there was a lizard that runs past out of the woods, not part of the zoo. And my daughter was more excited about that fucking lizard than any, you know, elephants, lions, tigers. She couldn't stop talking about the lizard that ran past us on the thing. And the lizard wasn't even a zoo animal.
No.
I didn't even know if the lizard knew it was in the zoo confines. Like,
there's two in your yard right now.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We could see a lizard anywhere. I could have saved us $300 and churro buying, but whatever. I'm not going to argue. So that's the situation. Anyway. My point is, you go to these zoos and you see it's difficult to get in to the cages. Mm-hmm. But I always hear stories. They jumped into the cage. This kid jumped into the cage. Remember years ago, I think it was, I don't know what zoo it was. The kid jumped in the cage and they killed the gorilla, the poor gorilla.
Yes, I do recall.
Was just being a gorilla.
Just being a gorilla.
And they shot him, and I think his name was Coco. Isn't every gorilla named Coco?
Well, I feel like was named Harambe.
That's it. Coco's the talking gorilla that died a few years ago. Harambe was the one that they
Cincinnati
shot.
Cincinnati Zoo. Yeah, that was 2016,
Bastards in Cincinnati. Well, anyway, Harambe was the, they shot him, and that's not nice.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, there was two. Do you have the story up, Alex?
I do have it.
What's the latest on that? What were the type of monkeys that were stolen?
I will tell you the type of monkeys. Let me see real quick. The Dallas Zoo confirmed that two monkeys were taken from their enclosure, but the latest is they have been found alive.
Yes, they have been found alive in a closet of an abandoned house somewhere outside in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Missing zoo monkeys found in an abandoned home. Two monkeys taken from Dallas who found alive in Lancaster, Texas. Doesn't sound great. They were Tamarin monkeys.
Tamarin
monkeys have been found in a closet of an abandoned home. Here's what we know. Okay, but
they were found in the closet of an abandoned home.
Yes, and the Tamarin monkey is an odd looking monkey.
Yeah,
I'm looking at it right now. Mm-hmm. It's got like a big mustache and a beard. It's got it looks like a
Fu Manchu kind of.
Yeah, it's like a Fu. Yeah, exactly. And it could be in. It looks like that guy who used to work on Choppers on one of those shows.
Okay, yeah,
that guy,
Orange County Choppers.
Yeah, Orange County Choppers. Looks like that. Anyway, so, but here's the other thing. This is not the first incident that's happened at the Dallas Zoo, and now they're beginning to believe that there is some sort of...
It's an inside job,
an inside job, and there's a lot going on at the Dallas Zoo, and they're trying to figure it out. They're currently looking at some suspects. They believe they might have some people.
Mm-hmm.
They're asking the public for help in identifying several people. I've seen a picture of a guy they're looking for. Photo shows a man wearing a navy hoodie, sweatshirt, a red beanie, and he's eating a bag of Doritos. He doesn't look like the type who's stealing monkeys, but okay, now these are some of the incidents that have been happening recently at the Dallas Zoo, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not just the monkeys being taken. January 13th, the leopard escapes after the fence has been cut. Now, what they're saying is the fence was cut by somebody.
Yeah.
Somebody at the zoo cut the fence. Leopards got out. They said, I guess when you're at a zoo, they put up like a warning.
Mm-hmm.
There's some sort of light or something that goes on. They said the light went on at the zoo. That meant it's not a dangerous animal that has escaped.
Okay.
But a leopard. I don't know. If I was walking around the zoo and it was a leopard out, I'd like to see the whatever light says, get the fuck out.
Stay away.
Yeah. Put that light on. January 13th, the monkey habitat is intentionally cut open. That's January 13th, but no monkeys got out.
Mm hmm.
But it's okay. But they said, this is getting crazy. Somebody's cutting the fences here and trying to let these animals
either
out.
Either let them out or take
the
them.
The leopards were smart enough to see the hole and go, let's get out. The monkeys saw the hole and were like, I don't know, pretty good gig. Like one monkey was probably like, listen, you see the hole? And the mother monkey, yeah, I'm going for it. And he's like, wait. Before you do that, let's weigh where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he goes like, listen, I don't know. We should go now because this hole is not going to stay open forever. Somebody's eventually going to come in here eating Doritos and close this up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, listen, we're getting fed here a lot.
A lot.
Really good. Like these are top-notch bananas. I think they're getting, we don't have to pluck these off some tree half-ripened. I mean, these are, I believe, from Whole Foods, whatever. Mm-hmm. This is good stuff. People are coming. I mean, look at this. We're the number one attraction at this zoo.
Yeah.
Look at this crowd out here right now looking at us. We could do whatever we want. Just look. Watch this. And he turns to the crowd. He goes, hoo, 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 hoo. And people start cheering. That's me half-assing it.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are going wild. I mean, listen. You could walk up to they got a leopard enclosure. I mean, a lizard enclosure. Mm-hmm. It's hot in there.
Yeah.
It's a desert climate. You can't even see these damn things. They mix in with the, and nobody's in there.
No.
It's empty. It's gross. Look at us. I mean, we got a crowd out here. You
prominently on display.
You want to run out that hole right now and get out of here? For what? Where are you going? This, we're in Dallas. Where the fuck are you going? Mm-hmm. What are you going to go down to Fort Worth and watch the Longhorns walk down the street at 3 o'clock in the afternoon? You don't want to do that. You know, Chris Frangiola. This is the monkey talking. Oh, see, I don't know if you guys are wrapping your head around what's happening. The monkey is talking. Thank you, Alex. It's not me talking.
And the monkey, is a fan of yours.
Well, hold on yet. He hasn't finished.
Oh, okay.
You know, Chris Frangiola actually went several times to watch the Longhorns walk up and down the street at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
He did? Yeah. He has a podcast called Cover to Cover. Is that right?
Yep.
Well, maybe I'd like to get out of this to go listen to his podcast. You can listen to it many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably listen to it here. Spotify,
iHeartRadio.
Any place you get. He has a website as well. He does? Does he perform live? Not the crowds like we're getting, but yes, he performs live. Frangiola.fun is his website.
He's no Emperor Tamarin Monkey, but he's pretty good.
He's coming to Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City.
In a couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you get out of this cage, you can run down to Oklahoma City and see him at the Bricktown Comedy Club. That's coming up. A lot of people in Oklahoma City are excited about that. Anyway, so it was cut open, but nobody got out. Okay, there's more. Now, this one is a little sad. A bird of prey, which was like, it was like a vulture or something.
Okay.
Was found dead in the cage. And they say I didn't read what the wound was, but it was an inflicted by someone else wound, like a knife wound or a gunshot.
Foul play.
Foul play.
Yeah.
Of like a vulture.
Mm-hmm.
And the vulture's name was, I saw his name, like, it was like, anyway.
Anyway.
They offered a $10,000 reward for any information leading up to the person who might have killed this vulture. Now, I don't know why they went after this bird, because it feels like if you really want to make a point, like, you got to kill something big, like one of these monkeys that mm-hmm. were found in a closet. Like, maybe they were about to be killed.
Yeah.
And they got, thankfully, somebody found them and they weren't. But I don't know if the vulture's the one, like, if you're sending a message, you got to kill an elephant or a tiger or a mm-hmm. lion or something. Like, you're not going to, yeah. the vulture's like, listen, we all love them. They're great birds. If you're, you know, I don't think you ever want to see one. It means you're something bad has happened or is about to happen if there's a vulture swirling around your head. But anyway, and then, of course, the monkeys were stolen. That's the latest one.
Mm-hmm.
But they got the monkeys back, and they're going to get somebody.
Yeah.
But what a lot of people are saying online is, where is the security at this zoo? Like, apparently there's zero security. They're like, we don't have any security. They're like, did you catch anything on camera? We don't have any cameras.
No.
I mean, nothing. So this house.
Sounds like a shoddy operation.
That's what a lot of people are saying mm-hmm. now. Like, what's going on at the Dallas Zoo that they haven't seen anything?
Yeah.
And there's been several cages cut open. Anyway, it's a lot going on. So I wish the best to the two monkeys. They're back. Maybe, I don't know if they were happier.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now what are they back in the cage going, shit, that was a wild ride. Like, mm-hmm. You know, that closet was, I mean, I guess being in a closet in Lancaster.
I wouldn't want to do it.
I guess being back at the Dallas Zoo is probably better
Pretty
than that.
Pretty nice.
They're like, this is exciting. I'm happy to be back.
So another thing that article out this morning, a zoo in Louisiana had 12 squirrel monkeys stolen today.
What?
12 squirrel monkeys.
This is breaking news.
Yeah, today. This morning it was posted, or I don't know if it happened this morning, but the article's from this morning. 12 monkeys missing from a zoo in Louisiana.
Oh, no. Yeah. Squirrel monkeys?
Squirrel monkeys.
Now, what are those? That's 12. That's a lot of monkeys.
Oh, do you want to know what the zoo was called?
Oh, no. Is this like an Onion article?
No, this is real. This is CNN. Zooziana. You see what they did there? Because it's in Louisiana.
Louisiana, yeah. Zooziana.
But anyway, yeah, 12 monkeys missing this morning.
Oh, man. And this is like that show that I watched with my daughter, with Madagascar.
Mm-hmm.
They somehow get out of the zoo and they wind up back at Madagascar. And they're like, we're not equipped for Madagascar. We're zoo animals.
Yeah, I think there's a monkey trafficking ring going on.
Wow. Okay, well, that's get... This is like that Balenciaga deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's the people over at Balenciaga taking the... How come nobody's concerned about the monkeys? You guys are all concerned about the children.
Yep.
What about the monkeys? Police are looking... So here's the guy. They got a really good picture of this guy that they're currently looking for.
Mm-hmm. In Dallas.
Black guy.
Yeah.
Black guy eating Doritos that they're saying might have stolen the Tamarin monkeys. They're looking for information. I mean, somebody's got to know who this is.
I mean, that's a pretty hard heist to pull off. Where do you put him? How did you get him to the closet?
I'm gonna say this. If I'm stealing monkeys, it's not the tavern monkey. I don't think it's cute looking. Mm-hmm. I'd go chimpanzee.
Okay.
Would be my first monkey mm-hmm. choice. But those are the ones that tear your face off.
Yeah.
And that's because they're like human beings. Mm-hmm. And they eventually get jealous. And they have, the strength is just, they can mm-hmm. climb a tree with their one foot.
Yeah.
So they have some strength that you don't really, you're like, oh, he's cute. He wears pants. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wear pants, motherfucker. But I could all, let it be known. I don't want you to think for one second because I can hit these cymbals together mm-hmm. that I'm some sort of pussy.
Yeah.
I know I got pants on and I could drive a unicycle.
A weird hat.
Yeah. But that doesn't make me, don't think, I'll come over there right now. I'll tear your fucking face off. I will drive my unicycle right over there right now and tear your face off.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I want you to know. Mm-hmm. So I think they have to prove, because chimpanzees for years, they've been, kind of the goofy, right? They were in the movies. They're always
they're
wacky.
Silly.
Yeah. Silly. They're commercials. And I think that some of them like to go out and prove that we're still pretty tough. And that's when they tore that woman's face off years ago. Mm-hmm. Remember it?
Wasn't that because her boyfriend, she was like dating, there was one I'd heard where she had a new boyfriend and he came over and the monkey like messed him up too.
Oh,
just was
no.
like, was like, oh, this I is my woman. What are you doing in my house with my woman?
I thought
woman?
It was
like,
I thought it was
There've
a friend.
A bunch,
I thought it was a friend. Like, so she was like, I have a pet monkey. And the friend who came over the house was like, okay. Like, that's why I'm always leery about going mm-hmm. over people's houses with pets.
Yeah.
You know, like, cause I'm always like, it's cute. No, don't worry. He's fine. He's fine. He's very friendly. I'm like, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Until he's not. You know, so can we do something with that pit bull or German Shepherd?
Roy Horns.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
exactly. Like Roy Horn. Yeah. Poor, Siegfried and Roy. Mm-hmm. They've been friendly with that tiger forever. One day the tiger's like, you know what? Fuck this. And just gets into his throat. Yeah. And that's the end of Siegfried and Roy.
I don't
want to
be on the stage anymore.
No. I remember everybody saying when that went down, that was a wild one because they were animal trainers mm-hmm. and the fucking tiger just took him off stage.
Yep.
Everyone's like, well, he was out of his element. The tiger was out of his element. Yeah.
Yeah.
He was in a casino. Yeah. that doesn't seem right. But yeah, and then the woman who got her face torn off. I remember when she revealed her.
Oh yeah.
On Oprah.
Yeah.
I believe it was Oprah.
It was one of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a year later, she mm-hmm. came, she went on Oprah and they're like, and now we're going to show. And I was like, I don't know if we want to see this, because Oprah was, you went home to watch Oprah for fun, mm-hmm. What's she going to give out to the people in the audience? Muffins, or it's going to be Tom Cruise, it's going to be John Travolta.
Yeah.
Who's it going to be? And then one every now and again, she'd throw a curveball at you, be like, whoa, do I want to see the monkey face lady?
Mm-mm.
And she revealed her face. And I mean, the monkey took it all.
Yeah.
Took every bit of it. Took she was just like a blank,
mm-hmm.
Just a blank face.
Was that the one, was that Travis the chimpanzee?
Sure.
So I found an article about,
let's say it was Travis.
About Travis, but the one I'm seeing, he ripped her face and her hands off.
Yeah, her hand, a lot. I know. And it's not funny. Let's not laugh about it because it's not funny.
But this is exactly why,
Alex,
you shouldn't
be. What did I say? It's not funny.
And I'm not making a joke.
Sounds like you are.
I'm not going to.
Don't you laugh. I'm not laughing.
I'm not laughing.
I know my voice is quivering right now, but I'm crying.
I am not laughing either.
I didn't know the monkey's name was Travis.
There's an article about it.
Yeah.
But if you're in an alley in Dallas and someone tries to sell you a couple chimpanzees, mm-hmm. think twice. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. I agree. Now, what type of monkeys are they? Oh, and also Louisiana now, there's 12 on the loose.
Yeah, there's 12 squirrel monkeys on the loose and 2 emperor tamarin monkeys.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe it's finally happening because I read a story a few days ago about a dog that shot its owner on a hunting accident. Did you read that story?
No.
It was a hunting accident and the dog somehow shot its owner and now the monkeys are escaping the zoo. Maybe it's finally happening.
They're sick of us.
Like maybe they're like, you know what? If we all band together here, we can kill these people.
Yeah.
We could tear all their faces off. They're deathly afraid of us.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get together. Some sad news out of the food world, Alex.
Yeah.
We always like to report on the food world. Some sad news coming out of the... Now, and it's actually coming up on their time of year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hot time. Bob Bourne. Does that name ring a bell to you?
It does not.
Well, Bob Bourne passed away at 98 years old, and Bob Bourne is the father of Peeps.
Oh.
Peeps, yeah, the inventor of Peeps, and this is, you know, of course, coming up on that time of year. Mm-hmm. It's a very inconvenient time of year for Bob Bourne to die. It's coming up on Easter.
Yeah.
It's full Peeps season.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Bob Bourne, the father of Peeps, best known for mechanizing the process of marshmallow Peeps and developing the recipe. Also, listen to this. I mean, Bob Bourne could have sat back and said, hey, I came up with Peeps.
Mm-hmm.
What? Yeah, the sugary marshmallow chick or whatever it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
It's like a marshmallow. I came up with those. He didn't. Many of us would have said, that's enough.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Rest
I'm
on your laurels.
He also invented hot tamales.
Oh.
You know, like candy hot tamales. Anyway, Bob Bourne also came up with the recipe for hot tamales. He was 98 years old. Bob's son, Ross Bourne, announced his plans to retire. He's retiring.
Mm-hmm.
He took this time to, they asked him about how do you feel about the passing of his father. He goes, I just let you know I'm retiring. Well, it's not about you, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not about you, Ross. It's about your dad who came up with both Peeps and hot tamales. What the hell have you done?
Yeah.
Anyway, they are the lead. They just born quality confections in Lehigh Valley. He says his father was a real mensch. Ross related that his father had been enjoying his retirement in Florida, 98, where he chaired a literacy program and continued to stay active until shortly before his death.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's father, Sam Bourne, he started Bourne Quality Confections in 1923, just a year before he was born. The company, are you ready for this? Based in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
Well, I'll be performing in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania at the Steel Stacks. And it's funny because I've been to this Peeps factory. They got big, giant Peeps. They have a Peep, like, carnival in the streets there. I mean, they have the whole... It's currently celebrating its 100th year in business, Peeps. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Years.
That's crazy.
They crank out 5.5 million marshmallow Peeps every day on machinery based on Bob Bourne's original design. He was a passionate innovator. Peeps used to be, before Bob Bourne said, enough is enough of this bullshit. I am going to make a machine that shits these things out very rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Peeps are another thing for those of you who are fans. Some people, now I feel Peeps are a very polarizing candy. You know, you get some people, I love a Peep. It's the greatest candy. I eat Peeps. And then there's other people, you have to eat them a certain way. They're good when they're stale. They're best when they're fresh. You eat this. Anyway. And then now, they used to be just the yellow Peep.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. Yellow Peep comes out at Easter. That's the end of it. You don't see it again until next Easter. But now there's all sorts of different Peeps, like everything else, M&M's, Oreos, Cheerios. We got to get the 1,000 flavors.
Yep.
So Peeps are, but I don't know if they're different flavors or just different
colors.
Like color, sugar on the
they
outside.
Have a pink, a blue, and a yellow, I know.
Yeah, I've seen that. Like, that's more Eastery stuff.
Yeah.
So they're not, it's not like anything different other than marshmallow, right? It's just a different sugar.
I believe so.
Used to be a 26-hour process to make a Peep.
Wow.
Until this Bourne fella got in there and made this machine. Promoting a company called saw mistakes and opportunities to learn, embraced individual differences, and encouraged people to achieve their full potential. Born in 1924 in New York City, Bob Bourne earned an engineering degree from Lehigh University, joined the Navy, spent almost 40 years working for Just Bourne Confectionaries. Fascinating. One thing for sure, the world is will be a less sweeter place due to the death of Bob Bourne. So rest in peace, Bob Bourne, the inventor of Peeps and hot tamales.
And I believe, I'm looking at their company, I think Mike and Ike goes with that too.
Well, Mike and Ike and hot tamale, I believe, are in, of the same family.
Yes, I believe. But I'm looking just at the Peeps family, and there is a Peeps Mike and Ike flavored
oh, I've seen those.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, they've got Dr. Pepper Peeps now?
See, these are the ones that go to the 99-cent store. Now, you're going to go over and see Dr. Pepper Peeps at the 99-cent store. Now, how does Dr. Pepper must have called up the Peeps people and said, can we get in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dr. Pepper, you think they're feeling Dr. Pepper's got to expand because they're feeling the heat of coming up on behind them, Mr. Pibb.
Mr. Pibb, Mr. Pibb is a very worthy adversary.
Do you think they're feeling Mr. Pibb breathing down their neck?
Like, I do.
We got to expand to Peeps, and Mr. Pibb's not doing shit.
Yeah.
Other than completely flat out stealing our formula.
Mm-hmm. Here's another thing they're doing now. Chocolate dipped Peeps.
Oh, see, so, that's not a bad
that's
idea.
That's not a bad idea.
Well, I hope this Bourne fella doesn't know about all this. I feel like he'd be turning over, in his grave if he knew that, what the hell they were
what
doing.
What they're working on.
Dr. Pepper, are you crazy? Anyway, that's they haven't gotten into the where they have just female ones and sexy ones yet, like the M&Ms.
No.
There's no just females. Is there a trans?
Mm-mm. Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Oh God! You want this
it
guy
says
to roll?
Here it's in the works.
You want this guy to roll over in his grave? Have a trans peep? He'll freak out. All right. Well, that's always exciting stuff. And a lot of people are announcing currently now. I know this is a portion.
Real quick. I did speak too soon. They actually just introduced a bunch of new flavors. So it's not just watermelon flavor, or it's not just a marshmallow or Dr.
Okay.
Pepper. They've got watermelon, cotton candy, fruit punch, green or sour water. So Peeps is expanding. So
I guess they had to. I guess it's 100 years now, and
I just didn't want to leave the people out of the Peeps loop.
Thank you. Yeah, that,
yeah
no,
I
that's
make
good.
A retraction.
It's good. I'm glad. That, I love when Alex looks it up. We have some more information on this. But anyway, rest in peace is to the
Bob Bourne,
the inventor of the Peeps. It doesn't say he invented Peeps necessarily. Mm-hmm. He invented a quicker way to make Peeps and put millions of people out of work. anyway, Dairy Queen, we're getting into the food portion of the show.
Food portion?
I know you guys are probably like, can we just talk more about Alec Baldwin? Sometimes I like to go over to this one website and it's like a CNN for shitty food. Mm-hmm. And every day they have like new news stories. And you think, they come up with something. Like how else would you guys have known that the inventor of Peeps died?
Mm-hmm.
You're only on cover to cover to get this information. Monkeys, Alex broke a story today about other monkeys, not just Dallas Zoo.
Yeah.
There are monkeys out running wild out there. So be careful, everybody. And the Peeps guy has died. This is information you're not going to get anywhere else.
No.
Dairy Queen, a lot of people are coming up with their Valentine's menus.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess Dairy Queen's Valentine's Day lineup includes a new blizzard.
Mm-hmm.
You guys excited about that?
I'm excited.
Do you now? What do? Do you get a blizzard? You ever had a blizzard? I don't think I've ever even had one.
You've never had a blizzard?
I'm not all that like Dairy Queen. I don't see around. Mm. I don't know them. I'm not familiar with their work.
I think a blizzard's probably the best way to go at DQ. That's me.
Yeah,
but it's kind of you know.
Because some people go in and like dine at Dairy Queen, right? Because they have like chicken strips and stuff.
But it's in the vein of the McFlurry, you know, kind of
sure
hard.
Yeah. It's like hard,
like
yeah,
they turn
like
it
a straw,
down.
Yeah, like a straw could stand up in it.
Yeah.
I mean, and a spoon could stand up in it.
Yeah.
Okay. And well, they're releasing a new one, the new blizzard for Valentine's Day, as one of our most famous. Let's see what it is. It's a the cocoa rich holiday is often embraced by fast food restaurants for a perfect promotional crossover. Take the recent Krispy Kreme and Hershey's collaboration.
Okay.
Krispy Kreme and Hershey's doing something for Valentine's Day, which yielded a perfectly chocolatey heart-shaped donut, or Dairy Queen's just-announced Valentine's Day-inspired lineup, according to People Magazine. Okay, so everybody, don't come at me saying, you guys got to do more stuff related to... This is in People Magazine,
yes,
which normally talks about, Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton and dumb shit like that.
Yep.
But every now and again, they got to go, hey, there's nothing today. We got to go... What are they doing over at Dairy Queen?
Yeah, Dairy Queen.
So anyway, this is what they got. They got a Dairy Queen drops their Valentine's. It's a new triple truffle blizzard.
Mm.
On Monday, the ice cream dropped two menu items for Valentine's Day. Joining Dairy Queen's regular lineup is the triple truffle blizzard treat and the triple truffle blizzard Cupid cake. Oh, fuck.
Say that five times.
Triple truffle blizzard Cupid cake.
Wow.
And a triple truffle blizzard.
Yeah.
Both confections are inspired by some of the best flavors found inside Valentine's Day boxes. All right. Well, if you're getting this for your lady or man, that's a nice looking cake. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the Valentine's Day, like, are people really into it? I feel like this is like a...
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to sound like, but both my wife and I are like, what? We're not going to be doing
that. Yeah.
Like if I brought my wife the triple truffle Valentine's cake from Dairy Queen, she's like, what is wrong with
what
you?
Are we doing?
I don't know. Isn't this about love? And I love, here's a cake from, she. You know, so
yeah.
We'll go to like Fat Burger. That was our thing.
I like that.
You know,
I'll take
like
that.
Instead of going to like a restaurant, we would go to like one of these hamburger mm-hmm. chains that we like and
because
just go wild.
Yeah, you're never going to get a reservation.
No.
The service is going to be bad.
As a guy waited tables for me, mm-hmm. he was like, this is like the worst night to go in. We're out of that. You know, because you need to make reservations. We have 5 a.m., you know, 5 p.m. Mm-hmm. open, or we have 12 a.m. open. Yeah. Like you can't get a good one.
Nothing.
And you're screwed. Anyway, don't do it. So we would go to like fast food places and just go nuts. Like mm-hmm. this is Valentine's Day, so we're going to get like the big the chili cheese fries and the this and that. That was our fun thing to do.
Nice.
But anyway, a lot of people are doing the, Valentine's Day stuff at their fast food establishments. And of course, now we'll tie in food and the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. which is coming up, of course. The Super Bowl is always a huge day here in America. I believe it's February 12th, I think. February 12th, Super Bowl Sunday. Rihanna will be doing the halftime show.
Nice.
That's exciting. I mean, I haven't seen Rihanna in a while. Dear friend. Mm-hmm. Dear friend of mine. We hung out together in Australia. A dear, dear friend. Love her. Haven't seen her since. Met her for 15 minutes. But anyway, dear friend, excited about what she'll be doing at the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always a fun halftime show. It's just, once again, not unlike Peeps. Very polarizing, I find, the halftime show.
Yeah.
Last year was like, people loved the greatest halftime show ever. There's a lot of, you know, and then, of course, a lot of guys.
That was the big hip-hop one,
Yeah, 50 Cent.
They found that guy. Dr. Dre.
Yeah, Dr. Dre.
Snoop Dogg.
Everybody came out. It was good. But yeah. Missy Elliott. Mm-hmm. Whatever. A bunch of people. I think Missy Elliott was there.
I was going to say Missy, too.
Yeah. It was a lot of... it was good. I enjoyed it. But, mm-hmm. you know, of course, I saw some people on Facebook wearing, you know, with the white Oakley sunglasses and a gray goatee. Mm-hmm. They ruined the fun. Like, of course. You didn't like it. It's everything. Your face says that you didn't like it. Anyway, so Rihanna will be doing it. That'll mm-hmm. be exciting. I don't know if Rihanna has new music, but I'll take the old music.
Yeah.
You know, I'll listen to Umbrella at the halftime show. So that's pretty cool. But they're saying food prices are down. Like for the things you'll be consuming on Super Bowl Sunday, mm-hmm. Beer will be up. Beer costs are going to be a little higher with overall food price inflation, 11% up. Beverages, brace for sticker shock. Super Bowl must have beer prices this year have jumped 11% from a year ago. Wine and spirits are up 4%. Load up on wings and guacamole. Wings, a pound of chicken is down 22%.
Not bad.
Wings. So chicken is, eggs are not.
No.
People are freaking out about eggs.
Yeah.
I've never bought an egg.
Never.
Nor do I know the price of an egg.
You've never bought an egg?
Not like a carton of eggs.
Okay.
I mean, I think people do that. You know, like my, so, you know, I got other people. I don't know if I'm conscious of the price of eggs.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not very good at the price of anything in a supermarket. As a matter of fact, when they do that game on The Price is Right, where they go higher or lower, and it's usually supermarket products,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's like a Rice-A-Roni. Is it 275 or lower or higher? People higher, lower. And I was like, oh fuck, ooh. I don't know. But apparently eggs are just people are freaking out online. I see eggs are so pricey. And mm-hmm. then I read yesterday like the biggest egg farm in America burned down.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of chickens, you know, died in the fire. And Alex said foul play.
Foul play. I said foul play, and I didn't say
yes.
it. Pun was not intended when I said it.
I know, but we immediately, you know, I'm sure if the New York Post did not
use that
headline, foul play about the chicken farm burn. But anyway, apparently egg prices are mm-hmm. going through the roof. Now, does that affect, like, if I went and got, like, an egg dish over at Denny's, or would it be increased because of the... egg price. Now, you guys must be.
Know.
Are you out there buying eggs?
I'm out enough, a little bit.
So you would know the price of a carton of eggs.
You know what's funny is, not right now, I wouldn't. But again, the market has been all over the place that when I go to the store, I find myself alarmed by it.
Now, like, okay.
I know it's higher, but I don't know exactly what
I'm going to. Now, this, I don't want to sound dumb or crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Here goes. Eggs.
Okay.
I'm going to say a dozen eggs.
Okay.
I'm going to, let's go with like the organic, whatever, non-cage free egg.
Cage free.
That you'd get at like a Whole Foods.
Okay.
I'm going to say this. And if I'm crazy, you let me know.
At a
Whole Foods? Whatever. Sprouts, Ralph's, whatever you guys do. Not Aldi.
No, not Aldi. Aldi.
No, no, not that shit.
No.
Not the police.
No.
I'm going to say $6. Is that too high?
Fair enough. That's about what I would say at Whole Foods about right now. You're probably hitting the nail on the head.
Now, what am
with
I
supposed
to
do? Okay,
now
market.
Regular dozen eggs, white eggs that I could use to throw at a house on Halloween.
Yeah.
What does that go for?
Right now?
That I'd get it. My mom would get it King Cullen.
I would say probably $3.50.
Oh, maybe. I feel like that's cheap.
Yeah, but
you could do a lot with a dozen
eggs.
But
I feel like a dozen eggs used to be like under $2, I believe.
Is that right?
I could be right? No, I feel like I'm right, but I've also moved to California and inflation has happened. I'm probably wrong, but...
Okay, well, anyway, chicken's down.
Chicken's down.
Chicken, so your chicken wings will be less than they normally would have been, and beef is down a little bit, they said. So hamburgers, I don't know who eats hamburgers during that, but it's always a fun time. Load up on steaks and wings because beef and chicken are down, but beer is up, so it all evens out in the end. And don't you dare have eggs. Oh, you know what they're saying? Supply chain.
Yep.
They're blaming Mexico supply chain.
Oh.
Imports from Mexico coming up from on a train from Mexico. Well, anyway, there you have it.
That pesky supply chain.
Yeah. So there you go. Monkeys are escaping. Let's wrap up the show.
Wrap it up.
Monkeys are escaping or being stolen or whatever at a crazy rate.
Burgled.
in zoos. The peeps, there's a lot of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're coming up on their hot season.
Peeps alive and well. Bob Bourne.
Not rest so in much. Peace.
Rest
Had
in
a
peace.
Great life. Retired down there in Florida in 98. Hot tamales. I got to say, both Bob Bourne's candies, not my favorite.
No.
I don't want to besmirch his career
Yes.
now that he's dead. But I wouldn't hot tamale. I wouldn't Mike and Ike or Peep.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll eat them. If I'm on a desert island, there's nothing else. But I wouldn't go make a purchase.
No.
You know, so.
I agree with that.
Yeah. But anyway, congratulations to the guy. Seems like there was a time when people were taking 23 hours to get one peep out.
Yeah.
This guy came and turned it around. And I'm all for that. And then what are the other stories? And then, of course, Alec Baldwin.
Good luck
to him. And on and on and on. And the congratulations to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Nominees.
Mm-hmm.
All exciting stuff. This is cover to cover. This is how we do it. We cover it and we cover it.
Yep.
Frangiola.fun has all my live tour dates. So many cities, so many tours. Florida, you guys need to step it up a little. Tampa, you're doing great. We love you in Tampa. West Palm, Jacksonville. Come on, everybody. Frangiola.fun. Nashville, wouldn't kill you to buy a couple tickets to Zanies. Chicago, wouldn't kill you guys. Come on. I know they're far off, but still, it's time to go out and get them. $25 tickets, probably at the most.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a carton and a half of eggs.
Alex
Come on
I,
out.
Yeah, exactly. Alex and I are coming to
Bakersfield.
We'll out there in Bakersfield. Don't embarrass us, Bakersfield.
Don't embarrass
We're coming
us.
Out to the Well in Bakersfield.
The
what
well.
Is the date of that?
That
one?
Is going
to
be Friday, February 10th, back at the Well.
Yes.
You asked for Chris Frangiola.
Here I
got him.
I'm
He's coming. So
that's going to be exciting. And Alex is coming
there.
With me and Olivia, and it's going to be a fun time.
Yep.
We'll have some fun there. So come out to that. And I got Brea, and I got so many more dates coming. And there you go. Frangiola.fun has most of them, 90% of them. A few more will be added soon. Anything else? Oh, and then we're coming to Dallas and Austin with Fortune.
Nice.
So come out to, I think they're all sold out to Dallas and Austin dates. But anyway, I'll be there, and you guys could yell it out if you know who I am, because my last weekend with Fortune was just this weekend. Nobody knew who I was,
yeah.
And I was pushed around a lot by people trying to get the Fortune.
Mm-hmm.
So don't do that to me in Dallas or in Austin. Just pretend you know who I am,
because
I know Dallas currently. I'll bring the two monkeys out with me. These I will bring them out from the Dallas Zoo.
Yeah.
I'll go to the Dallas Zoo and talk shit about it. I'll cut open the cages. Anyway, while I'm there. So that's it. Thank you for listening to Cover to Cover. Get a Patreon. We have Patreons. You can get more of these if you like us.
I'd say we've been on fire over there lately. Good
Patreon's
lately.
Been fun. Yeah, we're having a good time over Patreon. We released them just, you know, we always give you one. Probably
Monday.
Two, depending upon the tier you're on Patreon.
Usually.
And we throw them out any old time. If we're feeling good, we're both in town, Alex and I will get together and we'll throw another one out. Some good, some bad, but who knows? Who cares? Who knows? It's a podcast. You know, just enjoy and have fun. I'm not call her daddy.
No.
You know, she's over there. I just see she's interviewing Jane Fonda.
That's
I mean, she just completely changed the whole look of this podcast. She was, you know, 2 years ago, oh, you suck this dick and that's how you do it. And, you know, eat your ass and everybody's eating and sucking. And that was the show.
Yeah.
Now she's changing trying to change the world and doing like real interviews and all dolled up. But I mean, I guess if you make $60 million deals, that's what you get.
She's good shining for her. A light now.
Good for her. Yes. Congratulations. But I wonder if the fans are happy with that. Like, we want to hear about assholes and stuff. We don't want Jane Fonda.
No. What does Jane Fonda know about assholes?
I don't know. I don't know. She's married a few, I think. anyway, what are you going to do? We're having fun over here, so that's what we're not changing. Even if they give me like a $60 million deal, which there's been talk. People are starting to, you know, not unlike the Vulture, the debt. I'm sorry to bring up the Vultures again because I know one recently passed at the Dallas Zoo. They're flying around. They're looking to see.
They're circling.
Take this podcast to new levels. All right. What do we got to get out of here on, Alex?
I say we get out of here on one of the ladies inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
All righty. Who's this?
This is going to be a classic. This is Missy Misdemeanor Elliott. Her music make you lose control.
Okay. Oh, is this that one? And reverse it.
Yep. Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
Put your thing down, flip it, and reverse it.
It's your friend yet?
There's that video of that woman singing it in like a park. She's holding like some sort of tusk or something. It's like that. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. It's your primitive is when yet. It's your primitive is when yet. Wow.
I don't know what that says, but. Let me search. Ooh,
this is a good song. All right, Missy Elliott. There you go. Congratulations, Missy Misdemeanor Elliott.
Oh,
what'd she say?
Wow.
Oh, that's not nice. Pussy something. What is this? Call her daddy?
Whoa.
Oh, before you come, I need to shave my chocha. Oh, a vulture. You can't bring that up.
No.
They're going through some tough times right now. That is not nice.
Mm-mm.
Sorry, the people. That was Missy Elliott. That was not us making fun of the vulture. No. Oh, I never listened to the lyrics. It's dirty,
dirty.
Remember, she used to wear just like big puffy outfits, like almost like a. It was just like filled up with air.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to play this during sex? Is this like something you'd play, like eating, drinking one of those new, maybe on Valentine's
maybe,
Day?
Maybe,
play
yeah.
this and have one of those new truffle.
Triple truffle.
Flurries? What are they called?
McFlurry.
Not McFlurry. No, Dairy Queen.
Triple truffle blizzard.
Blizzard. I was going to say Frosty. Who does Frosty? Wendy's.
That's Wendy's.
Okay. So this whole song's about her getting it backwards.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is about sex, right? I'm not reading into it, right?
Entirely.
Okay. I don't want to. It's not about that.
Yeah.
This is dirty. Keep the lights on so you see what I can do. I'm going to disagree with Missy.
Yeah.
Misdemeanor Elliott with that one. I turn them off.
Yeah.
I don't need to see you know, a little something, but not too much. Let's not get crazy. I'm of a certain age now. We don't need to be
a flicker of a candle is all right.
I don't need any of this business. I don't. Ooh,
wow.
Even a Chinese guy got a shout out. That's exciting. Good for him. I don't think Missy Elliott's ever been with a Chinese boy.
No.
I'm just going to venture to guess, and I don't even know her, but. Kunta Kinte.
Yeah.
So that's Roots. I've seen it. I've seen it.
You know your roots.
Yeah, that was LeVar Burton played that role. I like the way she ends everything. Cha.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I'll put her in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I'd go see that wing of the Hall of Fame where you just go down there and what's she saying there? It's your pippa-dippa-dippa.
I don't know. You want me to look it up?
No.
I feel like it
I
might
never
be.
Really want to know because then it's just like,
yeah.
Makes too much sense.
Mm-hmm.
I like this. All right, everybody. Thank you. Congratulations, Missy Elliott, on your Hall of Fame nomination.
Mm-hmm.
Good time. Thank you, everyone. Oh, now what are we getting into?
Oh, here you go. I figured out what that is when she mumbles like that.
Okay.
It's the I put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it literally backwards.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
To ask for a flip, yeah. But
okay.
When you read it, it makes sense.
The Beatles did that. They just you had to. They did some backwards
mm-hmm.
stuff on their song. So did the Doors.
Yeah.
Mojo Rising, which Jim Morrison just. Mr. Mojo Rising.
Yeah.
Jim Morrison just scrambled Mojo Rising. Anyway, these are the things I know. I don't know anything about Missy Elliott, but I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. Congratulations. Thank you for listening to Cover to Cover. Bye-bye.